I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's set those lineups for Thanksgiving next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5 and happy Thanksgiving. I'm Chris Towers here with Heath Cummings, and we're going to talk about some of the injuries that we're facing heading into week 12. And the problem is, and I guess I'll start with just a general question about how you're handling the Thanksgiving games. Are you just trying to put your starters out of the flex spot on Thursday night? I know that's a big thing in the fantasy world. Does the three games on Thanksgiving change how you approach your lineup setting much?
It does, because of the guys that we have questionable, probably the guys you're going to ask me about. Someone who we don't know for sure if they're going to play, someone who we don't know if for sure if they're going to start because someone else may or may not play. Generally, we only have two teams worth of guys that we have to compare and contrast with them. Obviously, there's six now. That makes a much bigger difference and does have some impact with guys like Greg Dortch, Samaje Perine, Justin Fields, guys like that.
Yeah, those are some of the guys I'm going to ask you about. And we'll just get right to some of the big questions heading into week 12. And yeah, Justin Fields talked to the media for the first time on Wednesday since suffering an injury on Sunday. He told them he has a separated shoulder and partially torn ligaments in his left shoulder. The good news, I guess, is that it's his non-throwing shoulder. However, obviously Justin Fields, a lot of his value comes from his ability to rush at a very high volume. And you know, that might be, do you expect him to be a little limited this week, even if he does play?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good sign that they let him talk on Sunday and they let him talk today. And yeah, that he was like, I think they expect that he's going to play is what that tells me. But I do have concerns about him being limited. The only guy playing on Thursday who I have him ranked ahead of in the projections, but would start over him, is Dak Prescott. I'd still start Fields over Cousins or over Daniel Jones. I expect him to be a bit limited in terms of fantasy points because of the shoulder, and also because, like, it was a month ago that we said Justin Fields is about ready to go ballistic because his matchups are fantastic. He went ballistic against those matchups. That has completely shifted now. The Jets are a very good defense. Mm-hmm. I still think he's a top eight quarterback if fully healthy, but I've got him down at 10 right now to get Dak ahead of him.
You would not start. So you would start Justin Fields. Well, I guess you wouldn't start Justin Fields over Kirk Cousins and Daniel Jones. That's not the way you would put it. You would not start those guys ahead of Justin Fields, right?
Correct.
Now, right?
Yes.
Same for Jared Goff. I assume he's lower than those guys.
Right.
What about Kyler Murray? He's expected to start versus the Chargers. Chargers are 29th in scoring defense. They've been quite bad on defense yet again, but Kyler Murray has obviously been pretty disappointing this season. Don't know if he'll have Marquise Brown. Don't know if he'll have Rondale Moore. Don't know if he'll have Greg Dortch. So a lot of question marks for the Cardinals. Should have DeAndre Hopkins. There's no questions about that. Would you start Kyler Murray? Would you start Kirk Cousins and Daniel Jones ahead of Kyler Murray on Thursday?
I would not. I've got Kyler in the projections expecting they'll play one spot behind Fields. Fields at 7, Murray at 8. I've moved them both just behind Dak. So it's Fields at 10, Murray at 11. I don't have a lot of hope for a good performance from Daniel Jones or Kirk Cousins. And honestly, if I had to go pick up Colt McCoy, I think McCoy might be closer to Cousins than Kyler is this week.
Okay, interesting. Let's move on to wide receiver. And Mike Williams was limited Wednesday with that high ankle sprain. That was surprising to see. Let's say you have to choose between Gabe Davis on Thursday or Mike Williams. Who would you go with?
I'm going with Gabe Davis. I don't have a lot of confidence in Mike Williams playing a full percentage of the snaps, and you have to be terrified of the prospect of a re-injury.
Would you start Gabe Davis over Ja'Marr Chase? Joe Burrow said he expects Ja'Marr Chase to play this week. That's obviously, you know, that's great, but it's Wednesday. We won't know until probably Sunday.
Yeah, I would start Davis over Chase in non-PPR. Full PPR, I'd probably try to wait because I do have a pretty big gap between them in full PPR.
What about with Mike Williams? I think the answer for Jamar Chase is pretty different, but what about Mike Williams? Would you start Darius Slayton over Mike Williams?
I would try not to. I would hope I could go find somebody else on the waiver wire or had someone else on my bench. If there was not another top 35 or 40 wide receiver available to me, then I might.
All right, let's talk about one of the big running back situations for this week. Joe Mixon did not practice on Wednesday. He's in the concussion protocol. Last time he had a concussion in 2017, he missed two games, for whatever that's worth. Would you start Jamal Williams, Devin Singletary, and Tony Pollard over Samaje Perine in week 12?
Pollard's the only one, and only because I have Pollard ranked as a top 12 running back this week. Williams and Singletary are more low-end number two options, and I think if Perine plays, he has top five upside in full PPR. This offense, and people will say it's a terrible matchup, he's going to run for 3 yards per carry. That's probably true. Joe Mixon has shown the ability all season long to run for 3 yards per carry and score 16 fantasy points. Like, there's just so many targets available. And the touchdown odds are pretty good. So if Perine was 100% starting, he'd be a top eight running back for me this week. I did move him behind Pollard because I've got Pollard as a top 12 guy, but I would not start Singletary or Williams ahead of Perine.
All right, before we go, I'm going to sneak in a little bit of a personal lineup advice question because here's one I'm struggling with. Would you start both Dolphins running backs, Raheem Mostert and Jeff Wilson, against the Texans, the worst defense in the NFL against running backs in fantasy? Would you start them over Devin Singletary?
I would definitely start Jeff Wilson over Devin Singletary. I actually have Mostert behind Singletary. So Mostert's right behind DeAndre Swift. That's the one I'd actually really struggle with. But I would go with Singletary. I think he's probably going to get 15 touches and the Lions are not good.
Yeah, it helps that Devin Singletary's got a very good matchup himself against the Lions. So that's the way I was leaning, but I'm glad to have your confirmation, Heath. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll be back on Friday to break down the Thursday night games. We'll talk to you then. See ya.
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What about the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.